Tim, my friend.
Derek, happy new year, my friend.
Happy new year to you.
Yeah.
So glad to see you. So glad to listen to you. And so glad to hang out with you and talk about what's been going on. How's your year?
Dude, my year ended better than I had planned. So yeah, the goals are crushed. We had to reset them a few times. But look, things have changed, right? Because now the year's over. I remember getting my pay stub when I used to work for somebody. And I would be so depressed in the beginning of the year because that paycheck showed year to date and it was a fresh start. So it's the same thing. We're hitting a reset button. We get to start again. So last year's success has nothing to do with where we are right now. And the temperature has changed. Nothing is exactly the same. The calls, the phones for me had slowed down after November. It's a seasonal job that we have, right? So it slows down. And usually the people who call now in the cold of winter are people who are very serious. So I treat them like that. They are buyers. People are calling or talking about projects they're going to do. But things have changed, dude. And I'm talking to a lot of folks we have, members we have in the battleground, and they've noticed that there's nothing happening. Even people who aren't seasonal, the calls are not happening. What are you noticing in the climate of your area?
Same thing. But this is the time of year where you have to be a hunter. And as we came towards the end of the season, we had to dig into, it's the easiest one. So before I share what that is, it's a commitment side, it's a consistency side, and it's staying in business long enough that you can have a past customer list, which is so huge because you can market directly to people that know you and trust you and will be willing to buy from you. So we had to reach out to our past customers. And a lot of it was just personal, pick up the phone and just go hello and look back if you keep really good notes. That's why it's so important to have some sort of CRM or some sort of tracking so that you can look at those seeds, if you will, that you planted maybe it's a couple, 3 years ago and just follow up with that. And that's one of the things you have to do when things slow down. It's easy when, you know, they just fill out that little web form and call them up. They probably already did some, you know, a little homework, kind of know how things operate, how we operate, what money looks like. So it's really hunting. And that's what I'm seeing is going to have to happen in January. And our businesses, you and I and other pond folk, we do a lot of maintenance so we can get out in front of that and we can get some prepay. So that's always nice, but that's, you know, that's a month out.
Right. And that's only the maintenance, but look, you had your year ended. You had a good year, 2023.
It's the best year. It's garden center and construction and maintenance. We best years ever.
All right. So you're living on past experiences, right? So every year you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and things are, hopefully the processes, well, I know they are. Processes are better. So it's not a struggle and you got a customer list. So you're building off of this. People who I'm hearing from, people in a group in the battleground, and I'm sure it's the same everywhere else, is people who don't have this customer list, right? Who have this thing to lean on, we can go back on, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you're doing with that list. What kind of advice, and I want to hear what you would say, what kind of advice are you giving to people who are saying, hey, I'm getting up in the morning, I have no appointments, I have nothing on my schedule, and I don't know what to do, but there's no money in the bank. I can't pay my bills. What kind of advice would you give to people?
It's work on the business at this point, and you can do a lot of stuff for free. And it doesn't always have to be the marketing side. It could just be going back and looking at past jobs and really crunching those numbers down to get your numbers dialed in. I mean, it's a great time to do it. And I actually love pre-job costing. We pre-job cost 2 jobs just today, and I get excited about it. I want to look at it. And I need to do that because on one, I was about $1,900 off of where I would have been. So I had to go and just look at that and go, okay, let's dig into this. Let's just don't wing this. But I would definitely go back and dig into past jobs. If you haven't job costed them, if you've never done any job costing, do that. Because what will happen is now you're going to start sending some energy out there. And it's funny how this stuff happens. When you dig into that stuff, all of a sudden, your phone might start ringing. And if you're just really starting out, you got to go old school. I mean, I would just go knock on doors. If I saw anything going on, I'd go knock on doors and introduce myself. And if I got within earshot of anyone, the 6-foot rule, and I, you know, when I use business cards, I would just introduce myself and just go, hey, do you need a water feature? And I would give them my card. Do you need any landscaping done? It sounds crazy. A lot of people won't do that because they might be embarrassed. But if you really love this stuff and you really want to do it, you have to do some unconventional things. And then once you build stuff up and the machine starts rolling, you still can't trust that. You can't just rest on your laurels, if you will, that everything's just going to be okay. You still have to hunt.
That, you know, I want, and that word hunt, and there's people who nurture, there's people who, you know, like CXOs, they're good for that. But to go out and freaking find the work, I mean, it's not just you that's depending upon you, Derek. It's not just me. We have a team, right? And they have lives to live. They have families. They're depending upon us going out there and hunting and doing the things that we in the past, Derek, it's been a lot easier to find work. But now, you know, I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid and saying, hey, people's buying habits are changing. The economy is doing this. And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. But I'm watching my own patterns, tracking what's going on, the way people are buying. And we may have to do some hunting. And if you have your customer list, you can go back on that. Now, when people are asking, you know, what do I do? What do I do? I have nothing to do. There's no work. The phones aren't ringing. Hey, well, you're going to hang around Home Depot, garden centers, talk to people and do those kind of things. But if you do have a customer list or even Derek, past clients, you know, I'm telling people, hey, go call your past client. Hey, I have a lull in my schedule. I have nothing going on. Do you have something I can do? You have any work? Who do you know? If they love you and they use you and they trust you, they'll help you. They'll help you figure stuff out. But to sit at home, and I just can't imagine sitting at home, waking up in the morning with my head still on the pillow saying, I've got nowhere to go today.
No, there's always something. And what you can do as well is, in addition to calling your past customers, is shoot some content. Go to the past projects you did and go, hey, I would really like to do a little video in the bathroom we did, or the kitchen we did, or the pond we did, or something. Like, you can, that stuff's free. It's just out there, and you just go and do it, and you do it guerrilla style, and you start posting that stuff that's free, and it gets things moving. Because if you do just rest on your pillow and you just sit there, there's no energy exchange, and it works every single time you get out there and you just hustle. And if you see someone, if it's their yard or you see some construction going on, get to know the GCs. There's just, I literally used to wash cars, and I had this old raggedy 84 Jeep CJ7 and had a 5.8 trailer with a tank on the back that was actually an old soda tank. It was like a 250-gallon soda tank, had the aluminum cage on them. Got it for free, which is awesome. And I would literally just pull into these car lots, use car lots, and go, hey, I'll wash your cars for $3 a car. Now, granted, I didn't have any overhead, and that was way too cheap, but it still kept me going. And then I started, every now and again, they go, hey, do you detail a car? You want to wax one? It's like, yeah, $50. Now, this is 30 years ago. Actually, geez, wow, I'm old.
Yeah.
It's longer than that.
That happens.
But I loved, well, here's the thing. I can't work for anybody. I'm a horrible employee. Horrible. So I had to do something. If you're listening to this, just get out there. Everybody that you know, reach out to everybody. Facebook ads, just post stuff. Facebook groups. And build up your YouTube channel, build up your TikToks, all of that. Because I've got all of those things. And things have still slowed down. And I still have to hunt. I still have to put in effort. And here's the thing. The economy, I don't give a shit. If you love what you do, you're just going to have to deal with it. It just is what it is. So we're just going to have to make adjustments. And the adjustments may have to go back to, we talked about this on another podcast, Tim, how we're hybrids because we know how to do the old school way, the connections, the handshakes, the hunting. And then we also can do the new school way with all the socials and all that. You can sit back. So if you're a newer contractor and you're just focusing on socials, I think you're going to have to get out there and knock on some doors.
If you've ever considered the time you spend in the sales process and then divide that by the people who wasted your time, then I know you're going to want to download our guide to spotting a cheap customer. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. It will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away so that you don't invest a crazy amount of time on the wrong prospects. If you want to shave your estimating time in half and sell projects to people who are ready to pay for the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab the guide to spotting cheap prospects today.
I don't want to make it sound like this is easy, because sometimes these words come out of our mouths like, oh, just go do that. Or, hey, just go do this. Or, hey, why don't you call past clients? And you may not have any past clients. You may have two. So what do you do, right? And yeah.
I would take them to dinner. Both of them. Let's go to dinner.
Yeah. The drive-thru. Right?
Let's wrap a little bit.
Totally. So you got to do something you've never done before. You don't know where to start. Pick up your phone. Start doing videos, doing things like that. Something you mentioned in I listen to what you're saying, and I have my own agenda of things I want to talk about, but finding those things to do, those touches we do and creating and finding people. But something you mentioned is like you a job costing. And if you're a seasonal job like we have, and you know, you have money in the bank, we're really not in a dire straits where, hey, I have to pay my bills. This is a great time of year for self-development where people forget about that. Because they're saying, oh man, I got a couple weeks off. I got a month off. I got 2 months off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And forget about taking care of themselves. And that goes back to, hey, getting my processes, getting paperwork set up. Because in the analogy I think of is like having an oil change done on your car while you're driving down the highway. It's hard to do that. You can't change it. You can't rotate your tires when you're driving. It's easier when the car is parked. So
Absolutely. We're
stalled. Things aren't moving. Get your vehicles tuned up. Get all these things ready. Pick up a book. Start reading a couple books. We got time here. Get yourself ready and sharp for when the season happens. The thing that that must happen, and you said the word, was commitment, right? So, every New Year's, everybody says, oh, I'm committed to this, to my health, to that, to this. And then it falls off the wagon. We could talk about that in February, about the commitment you didn't do, we're talking about now. It's like, how serious are you to your business? How serious are you to creating a lifestyle for yourself and for your employees? How committed are you? If you say, oh, I'm all in, but then you don't do these unintentional touches, and if you don't do contact your past clients, then your actions don't match with your mouth or with your thoughts. You have to do that. So how do you keep focused on that, Derek? For some people, it's creating a list.
Yes.
How many videos? So I'm going to do 3 TikToks a week, or I'm going to get my computer files organized, my drive to put my pictures where they belong, or whatever it is. But if you draw that out, and we've talked about in the past, do that calendars, respecting and creating a calendar of what happens this week, next week, the week after. So we have a route. We know that it's not a free-for-all. We have 7 days a week. We're working 5. Well, which 5 are you going to work? And what are you going to do on those 5? We're just going to throw those away. Hey, Friday is an early day. What do you mean it's an early day? You're not freaking doing nothing. You have no customers. Do something about it.
Yeah. You got to be organized. It has to be habitual. So if you do have the time off, you have to still organize a schedule. You just can't go, oh, I'm just going to go into the office. You have to stay, using that word, commitment and consistency. And I just think about so many times when I am consistent and I don't have any motivation, but I'm still staying consistent, because as we refer to it as Big Mo, Big Mo is going to come back around. Motivation will come back around. And then because you stay committed and you had a habit and you had a system in place for when you're off, then you get fired up and then it's like you're supercharged. And it's been like that for me eating recently. I just got into this spot where I was not motivated at all. But I knew I still needed to stay consistent. And how I stay consistent is I use a calorie counter. So I just make sure that I stay within my calorie range. And then I'll go over a little bit, but that's okay. Because I know once I'm motivated, those calories are going to come way back down and I really pay attention. But it's a process. So you have to have that when you're off, not a lot going on, to just have a formula, have a system.
This is the calorie counter. There's all kinds of apps for all kinds of things, right? But there may not be an app for, hey, I want to be organized. I want to get this done. My advice, and whether you're a member of the BG or you're just kind of listening right now, is to draw out the things you need to get done. So take a piece of paper and write down these things. The things that, if it was a perfect world and I didn't have any worries in the world, what would I tackle today? What would I tackle, for a week? What was looking around the office? What's important to me to get done? Because when you're driving down the highway, it's too late. No, it's not too late. It's just harder to make these changes. Right now is the time. It's the most opportune time. If you get nothing going on, because when things start happening, it's hard to make those adjustments and the changes. Hey, Derek, I've wasted time. Like what we're talking about. I've done that. So I know it. And I'm not passing judgment on anybody. I've done this stuff. And then when the shit hits the fan, when I'm busy, I'd say, I wish I had.
Oh, yeah. Because you're going to be behind the eight ball. If you don't do these things, you're just going to be behind the eight ball. It is what it is. And you're going to wish, just like you're saying, you're going to wish you did it. So you just do the things. And if you join Battleground, that's huge, because now you're connected to a community, a tribe, that you can stay motivated and learn tricks and how to implement and have very tactile things to do, and the connections and the role plays, just getting better at sales and business in general. So this is a great time to do that, because that's what we always did in the winter. We would network, and then it turned into a group. And now here we are coaching what we've learned over the years and why it works and why we stay here. Mm-hmm. You just got to do the thing you don't want to do when you don't want to do it.
That's, I feel, and because time on earth, right? It's like the things that you force yourself to do that are uncomfortable, the things that cause the greatest return on investment to it. If there's one thing you could offer somebody to act on right now, Derek, it's a new year. What would you tell somebody to do? Whether they're busy or not busy, what's the one thing, one piece of advice you'd give? Maybe even, let's do that, a piece of advice you give to yourself. What would that be?
It's setting goals for the next year. You have to start there, and you have to map out a plan to what it's going to look like. And you have to set the vision for the company, and you have to share that with your team, and you have to organize it with your team, and you have to ask the team how they feel about it. So it's all about the next season's happening. because even though we're non-seasonal businesses, we are still going through a season. And if you're in a seasonal business, it's a little different time span, but you just have to just reorganize your vision. And once you reorganize your vision, then all those other little elements are going to pop out because you're focusing on something. And if you want to hit a certain number, a sales goal or direction in your company, once you start talking about that, you start writing that on paper, it just starts unfolding. You remember when we did that English class, you draw the topic in the middle for the brainstorm, and then you put all these little arms out, and then that would have a little circle and you put something in. It's a brainstorming. And that's how you create the vision. And then things really start happening because now you're focusing on something.
I love it.
Create a vision.
I love it. So look at Derek. We got someplace we got to start. Let's stop here. And we're going to pick up next week. We're going to talk about how we set our year up, how we take our calendar and run with it. Because the perfect time of year to do it is now. Okay? So Derek, thanks, man. I hope you have a wonderful new year and prosperous. And thanks, man. Be well.
You as well. Thanks, Tim. See ya.